Item number six is an application for rezoning a part of the hydro right-of-way north of Bishop Grannan Boulevard, west of Santa Ana Road, under file DAZ-209 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be heard at the same time, namely, item seven, which is an application for variance at the same premise suspected under file DAV-113279 of 2012-D.
I'm going to hand the chair over to Councillor Vandal, as this item is in my ward. I have had some discussions with individuals on either side, and Mr. Pite has advised me to disclose that, but I don't believe either side has indicated any problems with that, so we will proceed.
Okay, will the applicant please come down? Robert Schindelman, greetings, and Justin Zarnowski. Welcome.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Robert Schindelman and Justin Zarnowski from Shinduka Realty. We have a handout that we'll leave with you. We're here to seek rezoning of a portion of the hydro right-of-way to allow for parking for a restaurant, which would be a Swiss Chalet restaurant. In the package that you have in front of you, there is some aerials, a site plan, a letter of support from Peppertree, and some elevations of a typical Swiss Chalet. This one was built in Ontario, but it would be fairly similar. We have met with the Bishop Grannan Greenway Association, and we understand and would like to work in concert with them to ensure that this is a win-win situation for everybody. Including working along with them on the Greenway. And I think that's all we had, other than with respect to the variance, we would request that the time be extended from the 24 months to a time frame that could be perhaps 48 months. And also, it is a requirement for us to proceed that we would require the 0-foot setback along the front yard, not the 15 feet that's alluded to.
Okay, so right now the variance is for 2 years and you're requesting?
Four.
Four?
We see things happening fairly quickly, but in our past history with this particular organization, sometimes it's taken a little bit longer than we have expected. We recently did one Swiss Chalet that took close to 4 years to do.
And you're talking about from the date to begin the work?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about the date to commence on the work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any more to add?
I don't think so, Justin. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Good.
That's it, other than we have, did you get any Jeff's thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go to questions. Councillor Mays, do you have any?
You indicated you had an issue with it's a bit disorienting because the front yard setback
is along
Bishop Grannan, is really the rear of the building. But can you explain your concerns with the recommendation about the setback?
The building would not fit if the 15 feet was required.
So you're talking about this variance here?
Pardon me?
This is the variance?
Yes. Yes.
But we'd be forced 15 feet further north, which would soak up some of the parking spaces, I'm assuming. Is that
we wouldn't be able to build it because we would be into the hydro right away. So we have to maintain the building on the existing property that is currently zoned commercial.
Depend on the depth of the building, though, I guess.
Yes. Yes. That's why we need the 0-foot setback.
Mr. Kostiuk, any comments on that?
My only question, would the building be able to be modified?
to accommodate it either lengthwise, there's no stipulation east-west to do so. We're simply asking for a 15-foot setback, essentially.
The building has been modified already. It couldn't be modified anymore. They have changed the orientation of the front door, but without the 0 foot, it just doesn't work. And we have our contractor here as well that could verify that if required or requested. It just doesn't fit.
I want to make sure I'm understanding all this. The variance, as I read it, is for establish the construction of a restaurant to permit a 15-foot front yard instead of 25 feet. Is that what we're talking about?
That's our recommendation as modified. They applied for a 0 foot setback.
But you applied for a zero. Okay,
yes.
I got it.
On the front yard variances, we propose 15, and the application was for zero.
Okay, I got
you. In terms of context, when we're saying a 0 foot setback, it's a 0 foot setback to our property line. The property line to the Bishop Grandin Greenway, which is the active transportation line, is between 65 and 70 feet.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're not talking about putting this right against the Bishop Grandin Greenway. It'll still be set back, but that's city land that it would be set back.
Okay.
Those are my questions.
Those are your questions. Thank you. You can have a seat, and you'll have a chance to come back and rebut the information presented. In support, Jeff Howrick. Howrilla? In support? Okay, and is there anyone else in support who hasn't filled out a sheet? Okay, I'll get to the in opposition. You can come down and state the reasons for your opposition, or you can just register your opposition. First name on the list is Terrell Wade. Just in opposition. Gordon Newton.
Good afternoon. My name is Gordon Newton. I'm a longtime resident of St. Patel, something over 50 years, retired superintendent of schools, and one of the founding fathers of the Greenway itself, which began in 1999. This Greenway has been built with a lot of support from a lot of people. Its motto is by the community, for the community, and even though the trail and most of the other construction has been completed, we see it important that we not only work on the uses of the trail and that kind of development, but that we oppose anything that we think will work to the disadvantage of the trail. We received good advice, I think. I should back up a little bit. We were here 5 years ago, and at that time, a very similar proposal, not identical, but very similar, was proposed, and we strongly opposed it and were successful on appeal. I quite frankly, wish there was some way that once these things got settled, they stayed settled, but that doesn't seem to be the case. But we received suggestions that perhaps we should this time look to see if any amount of compromise could be achieved. We're aware that the piece of property involved is owned by the applicant. It is within the boundaries of the Bishop Grandin Greenway, which are described in a five-party agreement, but it is privately owned, and as such it is not a part of the Greenway. So with this kind of thoughts, we agreed to meet with Shindico and state our strongest opinions, opposition to parts of it, and that was on Friday of last week. So as I come before you today, I'm just have no idea what their response is. I don't know whether they're going to go along with some of the things we suggested or whether they're going to oppose them. So if you proceed right now, either we have to give up the idea of compromise or and just come out all full guns blazing and oppose it, or I'm suggesting there is the option that you have used at occasions today where this be held over, so it gives us some time to at least find out whether compromise is possible and to proceed at that time. If it's not your wish to do this, we can continue, but we came in here with a different frame of mind.
Can I just interject right here? Could you tell me what your concerns are with this project? Because I'm not getting... Could you tell me what your concerns are?
There are several. The main thing is, well, I need to back up a step and say that the major intent of the project is to keep the project as natural as possible. It's interesting, perhaps, that in the three-party agreement, which was drafted by the Winnipeg lawyers, there is a clause which tells us, the Bishop Grandin Greenway Incorporated, that we must not do anything which will change the natural nature of the greenway. And that was a condition which we found very easy to accept because that's how we saw it. The one thing that strikes us first of all is the very appearance of this building, a fair-sized building, over 6,000 square feet, right up to the edge of the property. Now, it may be necessary from the builder's standpoint to use up as much of that property, although if you take a 77-foot-wide piece of property and take a 25 feet off of front and back, you don't have a very big piece of property to work with in the first place. But we do not want to have the... ugliness overstates it, but the rear end of a restaurant is not usually a thing of beauty, and it's only maybe 60 feet from the trail. And if there isn't a setback, if there isn't a front yard, the chances of getting an adequate amount of landscaping and so on, well, it's challenging to accomplish that. So the appearance, the negative appearance that it creates on the trail is a major part of it. We're concerned about the further expansion of that long, narrow site. Only half of it's being used. The other half sits there to the west. And we are concerned that although there is no proposal before you at this time, that there could be in the future. What we have done, and where the even part of it is in the area where they wish to build, and as I acknowledged before, on their own land, we have developed programs with nearby schools in which they've accomplished some really remarkable science for the grade level. We have, a little further down the road, we have a butterfly way station, which is internationally established. We have a lot of trees. And so that's another thing that we are concerned about, taking any amount of trees out of that. And to a degree, we're worried about precedent. If now we know, we do have an arrangement with Hydro that is established on the basis of liaison and consideration, because they haven't tied their own hands as to what they can do. But we're a little shocked that they allowed that lease, that piece of land for a parking lot to be leased out without us knowing anything about it. Just the same as we are a little alarmed that down by that hamburger restaurant on St. Mary's, they've had some land leased and then they just expanded out, just shoved their junk out into the greenway, and that's how it sits. So we see things that are can happen, and we seek to avoid them. So I'm wondering, could you address the question of whether or not it does seem reasonable to you to lay this over till we can see if we can work out something with Shindico or not?
Well, we can certainly, I'm not sure how Councillor Mays is feeling. This is his area, so I'm going to let him take the lead, but we can broach the subject when they come back, when the applicant comes back, but it certainly, we can't force a layover unless we feel there's ample reason for a layover. Questions?
Well, the thing is that if we don't go at least through the steps of finding out whether there's a compromise possible,
you
then
want answers,
we just have to oppose everything. You know,
you would like answers to your question based on your meeting with the developer.
You'd be willing to meet with them further, is what you're saying. You'd be willing to meet further with the applicant.
Yes.
Yeah. And I understand there was a meeting. Yes. So the meeting Friday would have been the first meeting.
Yes.
Between the parties. Okay.
And I'm not finding fault with the developer that he didn't get back to us with some answers. We realized there was only half a day before the weekend, and there wasn't really enough time to. I'm sure that they had other demands, but and I'm not promising that we'll actually find a compromise. But since people whose opinion we respect have suggested we try, we're willing to do that.
You're good? Okay, thank you, and we will bring that up with
yes,
the applicants.
If it's not laid over, there are two other speakers.
Yep.
Thank you.
Just so for your clarification, everyone gets one opportunity to speak. We can't make any commitments to the layover. Murray Gibson. Mr. Gibson, welcome.
Thank you.
You're registered in opposition.
Yes. I would just like to reiterate what Gord has already said about opportunity to meet again, and that may be a possibility, but failing that, and also for the benefit of councillors, I would like to just add a few comments to what he's already said, and these would be the arguments, I guess, some of them that we would take forward if this were to go forward. We all know and respect the developments that Shindigo has undertaken within the city of Winnipeg. And they obviously have a lot of business acumen and have undertaken numerous projects. My first question is, were they aware of the limitations of this project when they purchased it? And if so, and I would think they must have been on a 77-foot piece of property that extends over 400 feet in length, if so, why is the city and Manitoba Hydro now trying to solve their problem? Is it an assumption? Was it a presumption that Hydro would simply give a piece of their land for parking? Is it an assumption or presumption that city would automatically agree to the variances that are required? Because we've heard that it can't go forward as it's proposed without those variances. Why are the zoning variances requested being prioritized to obtain first a zoning variance for parking? Is this relevant only to the proposed development of the site as it now stands, or is this a variance that would stand alone? In other words, if we give a variance for the zoning for the land, if we rezone that piece of property that has to do with the parking, then it is guaranteed that that parking is there for whatever future purpose. We also would like to note that becomes the thin edge of the wedge. It becomes a fact then that nothing more of Mr. Schindelman's property needs to go into any kind of parking accommodation. We'll simply go back to Hydro and have another piece when another development comes. And so it opens up the possibilities down the road, and that is a concern for us. I would just note that the Planning Department, in their approval of the or in their comments on the requirement for a 15-foot variance on the south side or the front of the property, said, as these variances can have a negative impact on Bishop Grand and Greenway. Let me just take a moment to reiterate that this is not just about a trail. It is about a piece of greenway that is supported by the City of Winnipeg, supported by the province of Manitoba, supported as well by Manitoba Hydro, or at least the indication was that. So when we're talking about a greenway there, it can have negative impact simply according to the variance that would allow for a zero setback. Two things I would say. One is, if that is a concern, that it could somehow impact on the greenway, does the allocation of a parking lot of this size not have any impact on the greenway? If you do not require a variance in terms, or if you do not require a 15-foot side yard, that means that property will be built to the edge of the owned property. That means that construction will also possibly have to take place outside of that property, which pushes it onto the green space as well. What is the collateral damage from that? I would also just like to say that the city has required a contribution of 10% of land value. We would like to see a contribution of land. If you go to the extent of this piece of property, what you see there is an old forest area. If in the future we continue to develop that piece of property, it is going to require more and more green space for parking. Again, I would just like to say this property has requested no front yard, no backyard, parking on someone else's property, to no access, direct access, have to come in through someone else's property. It seems like we're asking for a lot here. And I'm just concerned that really how much willingness is there to work within the confines of that existing piece of property, which we all recognize belongs to Shindico and is already zoned commercial. But how much are we giving away to have development there? That's my question.
Thank you, Murray Gibson. Any questions?
I have a question which is really directed more toward Mr. Kosick. Just to clarify, and I think you've touched upon it, and maybe everyone in the room knows this, but the southerlymost piece we're looking at here is currently owned by the applicant and is zoned commercial, and if they felt like it, they could pave that. It is green space now, but they, without any other supporting use, they would have the right to.
Correct.
Convince.
So long as they meet all the required setbacks and all that kind of stuff, depending on the proposed development that would come forward.
Right. But even without a building going there, they could,
correct,
they could move on there.
Yeah. Okay. And we recognize that.
Yeah.
Within the confines of their property.
Yeah. So the rezoning then is the piece, the north. And to follow up on the other question Mr. Gibson asked, is there a position from the department on a donation of land as opposed to a donation of cash? He is correct that there are some trees there at the westerly edge of the property toward the actual trail.
It wasn't conveyed to me. Typically, this would happen in a report or a meeting of the administrative coordinating group. And it would come from parks. So every single time one of these applications comes forward, a rezoning or subdivision rezoning or subdivision, we can take the 10% as land dedication or as a contribution in cash in lieu. I could certainly revisit that with the park strategic planner if there is an interest, but it wasn't conveyed to me for this application, which is why we're asking for the cash dedication. But I could certainly follow up.
I think this is also a point of consideration that we would like to, and we did express
some of those similar concerns to Mr. Shindigo when we met, and you know, it'd probably make this whole thing a little more acceptable. And I still would also like to just register our concern about the amount of parking space that will be taken up from the green space by developments like this. Even though Hydro has approved it, it doesn't necessarily or shouldn't necessarily mean that City Council should feel that something they have worked towards should suddenly be turned over into a parking area.
You're fine? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next delegation is Michelle Mead.
Afternoon. Fortunately for me, Murray and Gord covered off all the points. The main thing being that, as you know, we did meet on Friday, had a good conversation, and our issue was that at this point in time we're unaware of whether any of the comments or any of the discussion we had would be have met with any kind of in-writing confirmation that that would be agreed upon. As Murray mentioned, our biggest concern is more the thin edge of the wedge. The intent of the Bishop Ground and Greenway, as he mentioned, is we've purposely not called it a lane or a corridor or a trail. It is a green space. And for those of you who know the green space, that is a high-density, low-income populated area. We've worked hard at working with Marlene Street, and we're getting Salvation Army, as well as Teen Stop Jeunesse, as well as the schools, to get engaged in the green space in its fullness and its natural habitat. So, from our perspective, there's a variety of reasons why we're looking at trying to retain the integrity of that space. And given the city's interest in looking at the protection of the 10%, it is important to us that we do our bit to try to make sure that we enhance and encourage that green space to be maintained as a linear corridor in an area that's fairly high, densely populated and fairly high suburban. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
So the, just for clarity, Michelle, the piece of land that you would like to see dedicated, subject to comments from the administration, that would be to the west of the current proposal.
Yes, the current proposal, as you know, has got the Swiss Chalet. There's also a small building to the west of it, and that brings it up to the border of that current development phase. And then there's a section at this point in time that has not been developed. And our understanding from the developer at this point in time, it's not seen as a highly usable space at this moment in time. However, if we see a development there plus the added parking, that doesn't suggest to us or protect the fact that that space would be further used for any other business development. And it gets us close to Nature Haven Pond.
Those are my only questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Last delegation, Bruce Garner. Good evening. Please state your name and address for our records.
I'm Bruce Garner. I'm 63 Furness Bay. My wife and I are volunteers with the community gardens that's on the Greenway. We work out there regularly, so we frequently see all of the people riding by. We tell you there's hundreds of people come by that like to watch us work. And for people on the Greenway that are we're affiliated with, the garden is an activity sponsored by the Greenway folks. We're not, you know. For the people that are on the Greenway is the front yard. It's not the parking lot is the front yard. People coming from the Greenway see the Greenway first, and they come up, you know, up to the development and everything else. My thinking really is that if you want to build on the Greenway, you should build like you were a neighbor facing the Greenway, like you know, that the Greenway is the neighborhood, and if you build with your back to us, you're not playing with us, you know. You're not, you should be as appealing from the Greenway as you are, you know, from a parking lot. when I first heard they were going to do this, I was sort of interested in the idea, well, that could be nice. You know, they could have the, you know, one of the most beautiful patios in the city there. They could have wheelchair access right off the greenway and wheel right into the, into you know, and I thought that was, yeah, sounded pretty nice. But everything about the layout that I've seen says that they're really just building their back to us, right? They're, you're going to come by, if they ever did build into that next, extra piece of land, we've got a little eco center on one side, you'd have their parking lot on the other side. Then you'd go down the greenway and you'd pedal on past the back of their garbage bins. And then you'd pedal beside their bare blank wall where the garbage would be collecting and, you know, nothing interesting and so on. So it's not that there couldn't be a lot done in that corner to make it a lot more attractive, but we would want them to pay attention to their context. They're in a lovely linear park, and the city's to be commended for all of the time and the money they put into the trails, and we don't want to see that diminished. We want that investment to continue, and that we should put something beautiful there if they're going to do something at all.
Thank you. Any questions?
No.
No questions. Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience who has to fill out one of these? Seeing none, would the applicants please come back, Robert and Justin?
Thank you. On behalf of the applicant, the applicant's more than willing to compromise and discuss and try and make it a win-win for everybody. We did meet on Friday. John Pearson and I met with three of the four speakers just before me, and we had some difficulty getting hold of Swiss Chalet on the Friday, but we have got some answers back, and perhaps I can address some of the concerns now. One of the concerns was that the building have a nice finish, and it is basically a standalone building, and it will be nicely finished on four sides. We were asked if Swiss Chalet would put windows on the along Bishop Grandin, and they're more than willing to do that, and they would have three windows around the side.
And we actually provided the elevations as part of the package. I think it's four and or five, so you'd be looking at the side elevation would be the south elevation.
Continue.
So we hope that we have addressed the any concern with respect to negative appearance. We're also willing to work with the Bishop Grandin Greenway if they'd like to see a connection from the Greenway up to the front of the building. With respect to further development, going further west was another concern. As you can see from the layout, the notched out area along the north is because Hydro wasn't willing to provide any further parking than going to that point in time. So while further development closer to the pond is unlikely, if you look a little bit further west along the pathway, the Swiss Chalet building would not be too much closer, wouldn't be any closer to the pathway than some of the buildings and facilities are further west, kind of north of the pond. It's highly commendable what the Bishop Grandin Greenway people are doing there with getting the school children involved. It was, we understand that they're looking for some boulders to place some signage on, and we have some extra boulders that if they would like to pick them up, they're more than willing to have free use of that. Willing to work with them with respect during the construction process to make sure that no trees are damaged. John Pearson from our office has already offered to go out there and meet with them and tag trees, peg trees, and do what we can to ensure that there is no disruption.
As far as so there's definitely willingness to compromise and protect the trees and make it a situation that is good for everybody. We think a Swiss chalet would be a nice use there. It would be a nice amenity to have, and including for people that are walking along the greenway. If there's any other questions or concerns that they have that I didn't address, I'd be more than willing to answer those questions.
Thank you, Robert. Any questions?
Just one. You had indicated you didn't think you were any closer than to the greenway than some of the properties to the west. Are you? There's some commercial properties on that St. Vital Festival site to the east, or are you talking about the? There's some res.
So walk over, Joel. If Justin can walk by and he'll show you.
Sure.
Yeah, we're saying the parking and the pepper okay. tree and that.
Okay, so the you're saying you're no closer to the actual physical trail than some of the residential blocks to the
It looks
to
that the, way to from the aerials, yes.
And we actually structured this development with a view to minimizing the impact on the greenway. The reason we actually pursued the hydro lease was to actually to make it so we didn't need that parking further west. So we feel that, I mean, there's adjacent parking and it's further away from the greenway than the land we own. So the reason we approached and the reason why Hydro was interested in allowing us to do this lease was to actually minimize the impact.
Okay. I'm good. Beth, you all right? No more questions?
No more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, we've heard from the delegations. Councillor Mays.
Well, I appreciate all parties here have, I think, strained to be polite and be professional, and I appreciate that. I am reluctant to lay something over for a month, given the hour and the time. However, it sounds like the parties are talking, and there's hopefully some progress being made. I want to give my thoughts. I don't want to lay it over again after July, so I would be able to, but I would very much like to get a decision made, if at all possible, at our next meeting. I'm hoping the parties will have the opportunity to meet again. Certainly, to give some guidance on the way I'm thinking, which doesn't bind my colleagues, but I am very familiar with this land. I've been running there since 1980 that I can remember. Certainly, it's evolved over time. There is now a commercial presence with that St. Vital Festival site. However, there's also a greenway presence that wasn't there, say, 20, 30 years ago, and that's a very valuable addition to the community. I don't think anybody questions the value of the greenway in terms of the local schools or the local community and the cycling and the fitness aspects it provides. So, where does that lead us? In my view, I don't have a problem with Swiss Chalet going in. I don't have a problem with the hydro lease going forward to provide some parking there, because that is not land that is frankly much used in my sense and is not used as an access point toward the trail. That said, I would support Mr. Kostiuk's report in its call for a 15-foot setback from the property line. That, confusingly, is the back of the building that's at the that needs a front yard setback. So to be as clear as we can, this is the issue of the wall that faces Bishop Grandin. As things stand now, I would support the idea of having that setback 15 feet. If the building can be reconfigured, if it can be made more appealing to the actual greenway, then maybe we could look at something less than 15 feet, but at present, I think the concerns are, and you've heard some of them from the community, that nobody wants a blank wall. People want something of some beauty, some quality facing the greenway. So I would encourage the two groups to keep talking. I appreciate the argument about the thin edge of the wedge. Rob's going to follow up in terms of looking at whether a land dedication is possible. We've got the existing owner here, but also we've got a hydro chunk of this that may complicate matters. So we need some time to get our heads around that, I think. So I don't want to send people away and then not give any guidance, so I think I've tried to be as clear as possible in terms of my view is that frankly, it's land to the large part that's already owned and already zoned commercial. However, I'm also a big fan of the Greenway, and I don't want to see any threat to that. So, and I don't want to see any future threat to that. So I would encourage the sites to keep talking, see if the building can be made to work with the 15-foot setback, or if not, if we can have a building that says that's something that the Bishop Grant and Greenway folks can support if it's facing the Greenway. I appreciate it's technically the back of the building, but it's the side you're going to see from the Greenway. I hope that's provided sufficient clarity from where I'm coming from at this stage, and I'm glad the parties are talking. I would encourage them to keep talking. We'll see if we can come up with something. I'm not committing to voting for or against this at this stage, but certainly I think the report highlights some of the concerns, and the community has voiced some of the concerns, and we'll see if we can make this work given those concerns.
So you're moving layover till the next meeting?
Yes.
Which is July 9th. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried. This item